Good evening. My name is Don Caster, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. This is a special call because this particular month we ended up with an extra Tuesday, and whenever we have an extra Tuesday, we like to hold an extra business training call. And it was very appropriately timed because this particular call falls right as we're ready to begin a brand new business training pack, which we'd all like to share with everyone at this point. So if you have had an opportunity to listen to our last call, you know that we're starting with a new business pack on December 1st. And that pack on December 1st is going to allow individuals to start their business in a very clean, simple, and duplicatable manner. If you didn't hear that call, you can go to our website of www.rsunbiz.com, and you can listen to the elements and some of the principles and philosophies behind that. We've also been able to record for you a business briefing call, same website, and that's a call that we do live on Tuesday evenings, the second and the fourth Tuesday of every month. And the purpose of that call, and we recorded one of those, was for individuals that are interested to become an IBO to learn a little bit about this company and why it could fit into their lifestyle and fit into their needs. As part of that due diligence process we talk about in our pattern of activities. There's also a call that we recorded a while back on Fortune Delight, which would help someone to understand and see the purpose of using Fortune Delight in their daily routines. All of this fits together in a nice, neat package because when we start talking about Sunrider as a business, we have to ask ourselves, what would motivate or what would drive someone to want to be involved in this business? And I think part of it has to do with the quality of the product, part of it has to do with the philosophy of the product, and certainly part of it has to do with the market and whether or not this product is going to fit into a market, something that is going to grow. And those of us that have been in Sunrider for any period of time know full well that this product has always been very market-sensitive, has always been very modern in terms of staying with the current trends and the current needs. And that's sort of what that call does. It helps put it in perspective to people as to why they would want to use particularly Fortune Delight. But why I particularly like this Fortune Delight pack is that it does represent very well the entire product philosophy of the company, and it really represents well what the products are designed to do, and that's in terms of nourishing and cleansing. Now, whether this product is particularly correct for the marketplace, I think we all know because it is a convenient product and an easy product to use. But where we run into some great conversations in the last couple of weeks is from individuals asking why we're dealing with just one pack and why, in fact, Peach Fortune Delight. Well, number one, you've learned from the email that went out the other day that people can still buy all of the packs that exist and use them as product packs. A person can spend $500 and choose to become an IBO at that point. The cost to them then would be the cost of a marketing tools pack at $30. You'd earn $10 for that training. Both avenues are still open, but what I particularly like about this Fortune Delight pack is that we all sort of start on the same principle and the same direction. And I think that's important. When you look at the success that is had in very good franchise opportunities like McDonald's, like Subway, like ServiceMaster, where it's easy for a person to understand what that product is, and they know that the quality of that service or that product is going to be the same wherever they find it. Well, the advantage of staying with a very duplicatable product or format with us is that when somebody joins this business, they have a pretty proven successful pattern to follow to be able to duplicate and to grow that business. And you'll notice in reading the brochure that the company put out about the Fortune Delight Pack, Sunrider is telling us of other changes that will be coming in the next 6-7 months in terms of leadership bonuses. And the question that I've had extensively the last couple of days is, how does that fit and how does it make sense? Well, I think it fits very well into our philosophy and our principle that there are two groups of people out there, if we were to divide the world up very simply, those that are interested in consuming our products and those that would be interested in building a business. Now, from time to time, people think they'd like to be an IBO, and in fact, they'd like to sign up to become an IBO and build a business, and after a period of a week, a month, a year, they realize, I don't really want to build a business. I can't build a business. I don't have the time. I don't have the desire. It's not for me. Whatever, and they become a good consumer. Well, with the plan, the announcement in terms of bonuses that's occurring in the summertime of July, both in terms of profit sharing and in terms of group director performance bonus, is that in attempting to maintain 20 IBOs that buy at least $100 in that month, The question is, well, how can I do that and maintain my business? Well, what we spoke about before about this Fortune Delight Pack is that you're going to be adding on a regular basis from 1 to 3 to 5 people a month to either be a retail customer or to be an IBO. If they join by, let's say they 2 people join using the Fortune Delight Pack. Of those 2 people in month 1 and 2 people in month 2 and 2 people in month 3, that's a total of 6 people. Real good chance that only one of those people will in fact continue to build that business for the next 6 months. Those other 5, for whatever reason, will falter, will not buy, and continue to bring people in as IBOs. It becomes your job at that point to acknowledge and recognize that and maintain them as a good, solid customer. And as a customer, you're obviously interested in the purchase of $100. So the rule of thumb is $3,000. You've heard me say this before, that you should be doing at least $5,000 in your group to make sure that you have security. Well, the next thing you're going to be looking at is maintaining an average of 30 to 35 IBOs, of which a handful, 6 or 8 of them, will actually be building the business. The others are basically customers who decided they could not be the IBO. So you're going to try to find 20 from that point. The principle does not change, that not everybody wants to be an IBO and some people wish to become customers. So you're still going to place somebody into the customer position by making them a retail customer, by getting them to buy online so you can make the retail profit. And you're still going to create the volume necessary to help your income. Part of your income is driven by retail profit. Part of your income is going to be driven as you build an organization in depth of leadership. Now, what I've noticed in talking to a great number of people, and it's really been a lot of fun talking with so many of you over the past couple of weeks, is that you've got to find yourself in a comfort zone. You've got to understand that the purpose of this IBO pack is to help you build IBOs who will become business leaders. It is not intended to be a discount path for your customers. And there's no question over the years that we've done everything we can to give our customers the best possible price. Well, a major decision was made this past spring to change our structure of pricing, which affected our incomes, by giving them an optimal price. And the price at retail today is very positive. It's better than what people used to get when they were an IBO a year ago. So the need to create an environment for them to get an additional discount is no longer there. But the need for you as a business leader to earn an income proportionate to your amount of work is right in front of us. And that's why the idea of somebody becoming a retail customer is not negative, and you earning retail profit is not negative, and that you teach them to order online so you can earn maximum discount is not negative. But trying to make everyone an IBO because it gives them a better discount is, and the fear that if you don't make them an IBO, you in fact will not be able to have your 20 do the 100, is building your business from a position of weakness. The other element to this that was announced is that you'll be looking, instead of doing 6 IBOs a year, we're going to go to 5 IBOs a quarter, which would be 20 IBOs a year. If you remember a while back, it was 24 a year, 2 every month. Now they're saying 5 over a moving window. So if you have a really good month and you have 4 IBOs, then the next month you only have 1, and the next month you have 1. You're still moving your window through at 5. The purpose of this is that it's good, it's very positive to approach as many people as possible about the business opportunity, knowing that not everyone will follow through and succeed at it. But if we get into a comfort level to say that all we want is retail customers, we have restricted our income. And guess what? If all you're interested in is being a business leader and you're not interested in building an organization of business leaders, then this program of 5 people doesn't affect you, because you're not going to be affected by the loss of leadership bonus. You're not going to lose group director performance bonus. You're not going to lose profit sharing, because you, in fact, have not earned it. So when you read these programs, always remember how it affects you and how it will affect you in the future. If I can tell you from my 20-plus history in this company, watching people falter and fail after 5 to 7 years is because they didn't have a solid foundation of strong leaders. And when you don't surround yourself with strong business leaders, your income becomes in jeopardy within 2 to 3 years of when your activity level ends up putting you in depth and you can no longer build your own organization. It is so wise to always remember the skill of recruiting, always remember the skill of training, so as you pass that on to others, you in fact maintain your own strength. Now, does this program and principle affect someone such as myself that's been doing this business for a long time? No, because my volume always exceeds 10,000 to 15,000 to 18,000 a month, and 20 people classified as an IBO at 100, that's probably half of what normally happen, and nor will it be a problem for me in terms of the five people, because as I'm always bringing people into the business, we always have people that find that they want to do it. And the idea of somebody buying $500 online and becoming an IBO after a period of time, that doesn't restrict or tie my hands on how I've always done or will continue to do my business. What we're trying to do as we work together with the other leaders is help those of you that have struggled advancing from the business leader position to understand it's the duplication and understanding of profitability which will allow you to build and to grow your business. It's that pattern of activities that you fall into that makes the major difference. And that pattern is not going to change. And we outline that pattern for you on our webpage. And it follows through exactly what the company's been talking about. Somebody starts with an IBO and they purchase the business pack. Following the business pack, they do their training. Well, the training is done online. And if you'll notice that you'll earn, and if you notice on this pack, it's slightly different than what we originally talked about. It's $200 total for 17 packs of Fortune Delight Peach and a marketing tools pack. And for that, you earn $44. You earn the 17 packs times $2 profit, which is $34, plus 10 for the marketing tools pack once they complete the training. So you'll earn $44 for every placement of a business pack. For a new person, if they place three packs, four packs, or let's say five packs, they've earned what money they put into it, they've earned back. Well, I'm always one that says when you look at this business, it's not how quickly you return your money to yourself or how quickly you get your investment back, because this isn't about an investment. This is about a business. And you're constantly investing in this business. From the day you start to the day that, you know, you move on to another life, probably not on this planet, if you know what I'm trying to say without being too harsh about it. But when you're gone and you're no longer in business and you're no longer in life, is the time that you stop the process and the pattern. The rest of the pattern becomes part of what you do, and you will continue to build that business. It's when you have the attitude that I'm going to invest a little bit and reap a lot that you never achieve anything. So how you invest in the future may be different than how you invest now. The idea of going through 17 Fortune Delight packs and using 15 as an investment tool, that's probably not too far off, because I probably go through probably 8 to 9 packs of Fortune or Kelly a month for doing just the same thing. The difference is that when I'm showing the business to somebody or showing the product to somebody in the past, I've always used Kelly or Fortune by asking a simple question, do you like tea? And if they say no, I'd give them Fortune Delight. If they did, I'd give them Kelly. But I would follow the same basic principle that if they like this product, it allowed me to spend 10 or 15 minutes talking about the company and the product and philosophy of regeneration. And in doing so, they would have an interest in either buying that product or learning more, which I would move them on to another product or another program. None of that changes. If somebody says, well, I'm interested in trying this product, that's great. They can buy that. They can buy a sun pack from you. They can sit down for a candescent presentation. Whatever way you wish to run your business, it's still at your latitude hasn't changed. What you're doing is you're looking for ways to keep the volume strong. And you and I both know that $100 a month worth of Sunrider products, which is, you know, somewhere in that 40 to 60 SV range, is far less than what most of us ever spend a month on product. So our job of still maintaining solid consumption by individuals doesn't change, whether that individual is your group business leader, whether that individual is a brand new person. That secondary element of our job doesn't change. The primary element of how somebody enters the business is much cleaner and much smoother and with much less detail. The detail that we've had in the past to do this business was such a daunting principle that most people looked at it and says, boy, that's out of my league. I'm not qualified. I don't want to do that, whether they told you that consciously or unconsciously. We now have a very simple pattern of activity. A person tries the Fortune Delight by your introduction, whether you hand it or mail it to them. You're given an opportunity of 10 or 15 minutes to present to them what this business is and the business of philosophy of regeneration in our product, not necessarily the business of being an IBO. That becomes secondary in terms of, follows secondly after they find out what their interests are. So the Fortune Delight becomes a natural introductory point. It becomes very easy for us to put a lot of people at the top of this funnel. And the people you're putting at the top of the funnel, that 20 or 30 or 40 people a month who are going to come out the bottom as either a retail customer or a person who wants to be an IBO. That's why this funnel system, this individual product pact, is so simple. If your principle in the past, your philosophy in the past has been to have somebody buy product at the best possible price, so therefore become an IBO, and I get credit for getting you, you're selling the whole program short. The whole program is about foundation and strength. Just like building a building, without a solid foundation and without a solid principle or design, your building does not get built, your business does not get built, and does not remain strong. That becomes the key in all avenues to what we're talking about. What do you do to build a solid foundation so that somebody then can either duplicate what you do or understand what you do? The company's website with their training gives you the foundation of the training. The materials that are available, for example, by probably within 4 or 5 days, we'll have the website, www.fortunedelight.com. Why? So if somebody sees this, many people that instinctively look for a web page. Basic information will be there. You're welcome to use our support tools on our team website at www.rsinbiz.com, which is real simple information about Fortune Delight, about the business. Whatever might be necessary, you're able to draw upon that. If you haven't been on the Sunrider webpage recently and go to the training page, you don't realize the amount of tools, sheets, that are available for you to send out, what they might call detail or cut sheets, information about product that you can use. So you have a mobile library, an electronic library to use. If you're not electronic savvy at all and you don't use the internet in any way, then you'll have to get with somebody in your organization that does, print the material up, and do like I used to do. I used to always carry around a little briefcase with about 8 file folders in it, and there was always an article in there that I could give to someone. I would love to know how many sheets of paper I've handed out in my lifetime. You know, I've been doing this long enough that it used to be sheets of paper, then it became cassette tapes, and now it's electronic. And it, trust me, it's a whole lot easier and a whole lot less expensive. But the principles of today are no different than when I started in the business in 1982. How do you convey a very simple, duplicatable message to people? If the message is, I want you to consume, it starts with a conversation about the philosophy of regeneration and Fortune Delight as a product. If it's about the business, it advances from that point to market ideas such as the fact that this product is not only market sensitive, but it's correct and timely, it was an antioxidant. It's a product that's convenient that people wish to consume, and it's the kind of product that people are looking for because of the fact that it's good energy and no calorie. All of those fit into what people want. And when people look at that, use a simple example and say, wouldn't you have liked to have been on the opening opportunity when a product like Coca-Cola, not from a standpoint of something you'd want to drink, but from a standpoint of consumption, and somebody would offer you 1/100th of a penny for every bottle that would be sold over the next 100 years. You'd say, oh, great opportunity. This is the opportunity that we have with Sunrider. Fortune Delight is in that category, in that league of having the potential to be consumed millions and millions and millions of times in an hour around the world. If you want to become a part of that, then you build the foundation. We are allowed to begin to build our own web of consumers. We're allowed to offer that web to other people. The more people that you and I put into our web, the larger our business becomes, and our 1/100th of a penny multiplies and duplicates and triplicates over the next 1, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It's when you understand the true opportunity and the advantage of duplication and the power of the funnel, where people go in and come out the bottom on their own, then you can understand the power of what this pack does. Now, if you say, well, if I focus on retail, then I don't have anybody doing the business. That's true, and that's a problem that we've had in the years with Sunrider. We focus so much on selling product versus consuming product. And when we try to build a web of consumers, individuals that want to make their own decisions, our time is set basically emphasizing philosophy and principles and values of the product, introducing people to it through the web page or through a book so they know what it is, and allowing them to purchase. It requires techniques like follow-up and conversations to make sure that they continue to consume. And if you were to focus on developing every retail customer at $50 to $100 a month and did the same with those that chose to be an IBO but did not follow through to become a business leader, your 20 a month would be nothing. So when you ask yourself, and I've had this question a number of times, well, it looks like I have to change my emphasis from developing a web of consumers to developing a web of business leaders, I would say that's never changed. If you're really truly interested in an income that's greater than $700 or $800 a month, the focus has always been on a web of business leaders. But how do you develop the web of business leaders is by having the web of consumers and understanding that of every 100 people you put in the top of that funnel, maybe half will be customers and maybe two or three will actually be business leaders. But if you don't start off with 70 customers and 10 or 15 IBOs, you don't end up with the 10 or 20 customers and the one to two business leaders. That's a fact of life. The fewer people you put in the top of the funnel, the fewer parts of quality or elements to your business come out as you need them. If you put everybody into the funnel and try to make them an IBO so that, in fact, they get a better price, you now have cut 10 to 20% of your profit and become less motivated to build, and another business leader becomes less motivated because part of his income in our business plan is missing. All business plans have money in different locations. If you think for a second that Walmart is selling product at a price so low that they don't make any money at the store level, you're sorely mistaken. The stores make money. They make as much money on their distribution channel and their trucking system. That's why they own their own trucks. That's why they manage their own warehouses. That's why they control manufacturing. They make money four or five different ways. We can make money approximately two to three ways. One way is through retail profit. The second way is the money that we earn prior to becoming a business leader or as a business leader. And the third way is when we become a group business leader and have multiple business leaders in our organization. So where Walmart has three or four avenues of income, we have three solid avenues. And so many times we've gotten so mistaken on why somebody becomes a business leader or becomes an IBO that we lose one of our main avenues of income, which is the difference between what we pay and the VIP and retail price. We lose sight of what it really takes to be a business leader. A business leader is not one who sells a lot of product, but a business leader is one who puts a lot of people to the top of the funnel. One who is a group business leader is one who's done a great job of making himself duplicatable, available, and creates a pattern of activities that's easy to follow. Now, I believe that we're very close to making a very simple pattern of activity for people to follow. And focusing on what regulation or what rule is going to happen in 7 months that might make that harder is missing the element of what we're trying to do. We are, in fact, trying to create true business leaders who have organizations. If you never advance beyond the business leader level, nothing really affects you. Your income doesn't go up. Regulations to maintain that income don't become an element of this, and you miss the point. It is time that we sit down and we decide what are we as individuals going to do to build an organization. How much are we going to put at the top of the funnel that's going to make a difference in our lives? Worrying a little less about our downline, a little less about our upline, a little less about our neighbors, and more about what's right for our families is going to make a big difference. That's not greed. That's reality to business. Profit comes from the more people that you put at the top of the funnel, and you have a message that delivered to them while they're in that funnel. What you say to them and how you say it to them determines how they come out the bottom and what they do. I really can't think of a better example or an explanation on how that's done. Now, besides listening to the calls that we do or that your uplines do, besides listening to Dr. Chen's or the company's calls on Wednesdays, besides going through the company training, besides reading material on the webpage that's helpful, be conscious of what goes on you around the world, in your neighborhoods, in your lives. And be conscious of watching a business grow. Go to look at a neighborhood store once, who maybe 6-8 months ago was, you know, brand new. Are they still there and are they successful? If they are, go in and look around and see if you can pick up some of the elements. Are they friendly? Is the place clean? Is the message on their walls? Is the message in the store easy to understand? Is it a cluttered environment? Do you have questioning what you're buying and why you're buying it? Could be as simple as a restaurant. Could be as simple as a clothing store. Could be a secondhand store. That's what makes it successful. When you become a student of success, you yourself become successful. It becomes easier for you to create a pattern that people can follow. And that's what this is all about, to become a successful business leader and a group business leader. You must understand the basic elements of business. The IBO is a decision somebody puts up their hand and says, I'd like to give a go at that. I'd like to give a try at that. That's great. In that first 30 days, there's a lot of activity. There's a training by the company. There's the making of their list. It's the use and the proper technique of giving out the fortune delight and what information they give them about it. It's not how much they learn and how much they can talk about regeneration. It's how effectively they can use the tools and the resources of their upline to be successful, the desire they have to succeed. So a lot of it becomes character building, and a lot of it becomes goal-oriented, things we all know. And I think it's time that we review these points and then begin to make decisions on what we as individuals want to do to grow our own business, because we, in fact, still have the power to change people's lives. We can change it from a health perspective. We can change it from an economic perspective. And we all know that what we do today is reflected in how people's attitudes are and what their lives are like a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So when you want to really make a change on people's lives, look at what you have to do to contribute to the process and find out what it's going to take to keep you involved. That's where you get the counsel from your upline, and that's when you can grow as an individual and as a person. I think you're going to continue to see information come out from the company. If you haven't read the business update that came out last week, which went into these details, go online and look at it. It's Volume 3, Number 11, Business Update. Study it. Understand it. If you've got a question, ask. If you're unsure, get on our webpage, www.rsunbiz.com, and listen to this again and see if it makes any sense to you. Try to figure it out. Try to get comfortable with it. Try to understand the elements that not only can use the Fortune Light Pack, but you can use a $500 worth of purchase to make it go. There aren't any obstacles there unless we create them ourselves. My time's up. I appreciate your time. I look forward to having you on any future calls you wish to be on, and I really look forward to hearing about the success you've had and your ability to change people's lives. Thank you very much, and have a great evening.